This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you have Ian here.
And Mark.
And our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. The Skype username to get you on the show is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. You know, Mark, you and I, we've been out of school, the government school system for, I've been out for well over, 10, 15 years. You've been out for 20 plus at this point.
I had a little extra time in prison, though.
And so, back in the day, you might recall, maybe it was like this for you, but they would have these fire drills where, they'd put the fire alarm on and everybody kind of knew it was going to happen at some point during the day. And, you'd file out of the classroom and go across the field or something like that to get away from the building where it could be on fire. And they'd stand you out there for a little while. And after a few minutes, they'd call the bell off or whatever, and they'd let you back into class. Is that what it was like for you?
I think most of the drills were sort of unannounced experience. But I guess, maybe when I was quite young, I thought, well, there could be a fire. But after enough drills, you're of the opinion that you should just ignore things and get, just go on about your business best you can.
Maybe I'm misremembering, but I could have sworn that kind of the word was put out there that, hey, at some point during the day, there's going to be this fire drill that happens.
Well, I went to a private school, and so perhaps they didn't have, an obligation to tell, or just didn't have a system for...
You did go to a government school, though, towards the high school and things, right? They didn't have the drills then, or they were just random?
I'm sure they did.
I just could care so less about
government school at that point. I do school generally.
So that was my memory of what it was like. And then, every now and then, most of the ones I remember are the fire drills where you would have to leave the class. They also had the kind of drill where you had to get under your desks because for some reason that would prepare you or protect you from a tornado or a hurricane or something. The extra... 2 inches of wood from your desk.
If the roof falls in, you'd want to be under the desk.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one. It never really made much sense, though, to us. Nobody ever explained that to us. It was just, get under the desk, because that's what you do. It's a tornado, it's a whatever, somebody's out there, some crazy shooter. Just get under the desk, kids. And it was never really explained as to, well, that would have made sense. All they would have had to say is, well, the tornado could do structural damage to the building, and, some sort of piece of the roof could fall in and impale you. I mean, they could have explained it.
I thought the most interesting part was seeing the teacher get under her desk, because she'd do that too.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Got to set the example, right? So, while some of them seem silly and pointless, at least they weren't terrifying. I mean, maybe some of the kids were terrified by a fire drill or something like that, but that's never the indication I ever received from any of my classmates that it was in any way some sort of a frightening thing to go through. These days, however... It seems like the drills are a dime a dozen, that they have these drills all the time, and they are for a variety of different circumstances, some of them absolutely terrifying to the students involved, like the one that happened just recently in Winter Haven, Florida, the story coming from CBS in Tampa. Students, teachers, and parents were taken by surprise after an active shooter drill brought the Winter Haven Middle School into lockdown as armed police officers burst into classrooms with their weapons drawn. Students at Jewett Middle Academy said they were terrified when police officers burst in the doors for a planned active shooter drill. But students and teachers are irked that they were not told ahead of time. Seventh grader Lauren Mariano told WTVT television that when the officers burst into her class with an AR-15, she was in fear for her life. She said, "We actually thought someone was going to come in there and kill us." And the station quoted her as saying, but the police say they conduct these drills for the absolute safety of the students. According to Chief Charlie Bird, saying in an email to media,
you should be petrified all the time. That's the way it is in America
now.
That's
right. These types of drills are vital in order to evaluate not only law enforcement response, but more importantly, to educate the students and school officials in case an actual event were to occur. Well, nothing's more educational than having, armed men come in and wave guns around. I mean, that's a really educational experience that I'm sure the students are really going to get a lot out of that. Where's the education there exactly? That's not even really... You know, you can't even gain experience from that because it wasn't real in the first place. It was just terrifying, just absolutely horrifying to experience that. Parents were notified of the drill through an email after it was over, but many parents, however, received panicked texts from their children as the drill was going on. Winter, and imagine what that would be like. You know, you're sitting there at your job or doing whatever it is you do during the day as a parent, and all of a sudden... Your son or daughter sends you a frantic text message that men with guns have just burst into the classroom. What would that make you feel?
Well, I can only imagine that, that would be nuts.
Well, thankfully, Mark, you're not sending your son to government schools, so he probably won't be experiencing any horrors like this.
No.
Until the government bursts into your home and holds you at gunpoint. Maybe that's what they're preparing them for here, is the regular encounter with men with guns who are purported to be your protectors. Winter Haven Police Chief Charlie Bird says police are able to evaluate a school's response. He says, it's very important that when you do your drill, you do it without everyone knowing it's a drill. How you train and how you prepare is how you're going to react when everything goes bad. It really is to protect the children, and at no point in time would we endanger any of the children, said Bird. Stacey Ray told WTVT she received a text from her 7th-grade daughter after two armed officers burst into her classroom. Winter Haven police told the Post that one of the officers had his duty firearm, a handgun, drawn. The gun was loaded, as is required.
Whoa.
And I
was assuming from the get-go on this story that we were talking about a situation where, they're using no ammunition. I mean, so they're just scaring people with big black guns, but
it's still not okay.
I'm not saying it is, but that's insane to have live rounds in there.
The number one rule of guns is you never point a gun at anyone you don't intend to kill.
That's the number one rule.
Even if you've triple checked and you know it's unloaded and there's nothing.
How do you do Hollywood movies then?
They're stuntmen and they're professionally paid.
That point guns at people that they don't intend to kill.
Every now and then someone gets shot and killed. You remember the guy from The Crow?
It happens.
Yeah, I mean, that dude got shot.
I'm just saying that rule that you were taught is not a hard and fast rule because there are situations where, you know, you're doing photography or something like that and you need to have a picture. You keep your finger off the trigger. I mean, there's a nice hard fast rule.
That's another good rule, right? You never put your finger in the trigger guard until you're ready to pull the trigger. That's all true. But, Mark, what you're describing is a situation which both parties would be consenting, right? The cameraman and the stuntman would be consenting in that particular case. But as a general rule, the number one rule is you never point a gun at somebody that you're, you know, something that you're not willing to destroy. So the gun was loaded. Now, there was another officer who claimed to be carrying an unloaded AR-15, but none of that matters. It doesn't make it any less of a terrifying situation to have that happen. In a statement, the Washington Post spokesperson Jamie Brown for the Winter Haven Police said they were only aware of one student who texted a parent during the exercise. So
what's the biggie?
As though that every parent would alert the police that their son or daughter had texted them. So unfortunately, no one gets an advance notice of real life emergencies, says the spokesperson for the public schools there in Polk County in an emailed statement. Quote, we don't want students to be scared, but we need them to be safe. And so, you know, looking at this story, this isn't an uncommon story. The police have done these drills in other places, these armed or active shooter drills, as they are called. This never happened when I was in school. And, of course, the excuse for it is because, well, at some point, Columbine happened and then other school shootings, so on and so forth.
Right. Having a militarized police force is part of everyday life in America, and the kids need to be taught about everything. So this is how life is now.
That's essentially what this is.
This is what this is.
That's what it boils down to. I guess my question is, is that life?
Do we need a militarized police force to keep us safe from the terrorists? The fact is that violent crime's been going down in America, but police shootings have been going up.
Right. Is this what you want your children learning about while they're in school? Is being indoctrinated with the idea that the police should be armed and should be constantly at the ready to come in and bust into rooms with arms drawn. The toll-free number is 855-453-855-450-3733.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live, a terrifying encounter for students at a middle school in the Tampa Bay area, Winter Haven. There's a middle school there where the police did what was called an active shooter drill. Now, this isn't the only place such a thing has happened. The Washington Post story has a picture from an active shooter drill that happened in New Jersey, where police had cornered their suspected gunmen. I guess they had somebody acting as though they were a gunman and, you know, are holding that person at gunpoint. So this can all, you know, be done in front of students. This is all happening in front of students sitting in their classrooms as they watch this militarized police response to the situation. And
one thing I thought about this, that's, you know, sort of came up in my mind, but I, like, what if a teacher brings a gun to school in order to protect themselves, but maybe it's against the rules?
Okay.
And then we have one of these active shooter drills where no one's told about what's going on, and you have the bad guy, some white guy in a plaid shirt running around with a gun, right? I mean, what else is it going to be?
What if somebody responds?
And a teacher, you know, takes him down.
That'd be really bad for that teacher, I imagine.
It would be really bad, but, I mean, if it was the right, under the right circumstances, that teacher's a hero. Under the wrong circumstances, that teacher's a villain. It's very interesting.
Right, yeah, good question. I mean, what would the courts ultimately decide? I mean, certainly that teacher's life would be made very difficult initially, but ultimately...
He loses a job.
Right, ultimately, once the trial goes forward... Would it then be justified? I mean, would that teacher be justified in shooting somebody that they thought was threatening the children of the school in that case? I mean, even though they might lose their job, was the shooting itself, if the teacher shoots that guy, was that justified? Because in their mind, it was real.
I mean, how many times do you see these prank videos where, the pranker that's trying to jump out and scare somebody gets punched in the face?
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that? And I don't know how it is for everybody else, but I'm like, good. That's how I feel.
Sometimes they really deserve it.
I feel like, excellent. Because I think that this is a pretty lame, joke, the whole boo, gotcha, thing. It's just not funny to me. But, and it's happened to me before. Somebody tried to jump
somebody
up on me.
You?
Yes. Well, somebody tried to jump up on me and scare me, and I flipped him over my shoulder. So, I'm tarmac, black asphalt.
So I want to hear, what you think about this. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Does knowing that the police are running about through your child's government school, toting guns around and, doing who knows what to respond to this active shooter thing, this drill that they apparently regularly have at government schools these days. Did you even know that was happening at the local government school? And if you didn't know and now you know, how do you feel about that? Does that make you feel safe? Does it make you, as a parent, does it make you feel like, gosh, it's a good thing we've got these officers out there with toting their guns around? Now, look, I'm not against guns. I mean, I totally think that, you should be able to have a weapon to defend yourself. I even think you should be able to carry a gun on a school campus, because I think that would result in more safety, not less safety. So I don't want to make it sound like it's the guns that are the problem, but it's that, this militarization of the police, the constant hovering of the police and coming into classrooms, pointing guns at students. I mean, even if they weren't pointing the guns at the students, it would still be a scary situation. So I want to hear how you feel about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think the police should be doing things like this.
Yeah, that's 855-450-3733.
Plus, antiwar.com has the answers, the facts, and the readership, but what they don't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media behind them, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to just a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping their website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do this for free, and they can't do this without you. They need your donation. So go to antiwar.com and donate. Or give them a call today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, by the way. Go to antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We've got Tim. He's in Panama City, Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I do not think that this is a common practice, or we would have heard about it before, about these armed military police, militarized police SWAT teams going into schools. We would have heard about it before. And no, it's disgusting. I don't like it. I got my kid in elementary school. I don't want to do that. I mean, what I do agree with is teachers be able to be carry concealed weapons in school, because if somebody goes into breaks into school, they can kill 100, 200 kids. But by the time the any police force gets there, any SWAT teams, that'd be no problem at all.
I think that I too have some sympathy for the position, but when you have guns around, there's always the chance for some kind of mistake and that kind of thing. And people are going to be really skittish in an environment where kids are, and even more skittish in an environment where kids are essentially forced to be there. So, I don't recommend it, but I have sympathy for the position, you know?
Tim, I don't know. I mean, do you have kids in school?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I certainly do. I have a 12-year-old in school, and I wouldn't like this military police force going in there like that. Like I said, if somebody wants to do harm, even people want to do harm, they know it's a gun-free zone. I mean, they can go in there and murder as many as they want for 10 or 15 minutes. That's not a problem. That's why if you have concealed carry like they do in some states, they do in some places in Texas, and, I mean, I know there are people who are skittish. I mean, teachers in schools, elementary schools, are skittish. If you chew a pastry, does it look like a gun? Or if you draw a hangman or a gun on a piece of paper?
That's pretty ridiculous.
That's pretty ridiculous. But, you know, this is just an extension of these SWAT teams. Why do we have to have every federal government bureaucracy, like the Department of Education and IRS and everybody else have SWAT teams, FDA, you know?
Everybody, if you look around, it's not hard to find evidence of this happening, though, Tim. I would wonder if you asked your son or daughter, whoever's in the government school there, ask them if they've encountered a drill like this. Maybe they'll tell you they have.
He'd have told me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I sure hope so.
They have it. But, you know, what I do not like happening is the militarization of police forces and these no-knock warrants is, I would like to know how many people this year have been killed by police breaking into the wrong houses, flash-banging babies in cribs and shooting people, whether they're trying to defend their own home, which is a right under our Constitution or not. And it's not a right of anywhere for these police forces to be doing these no-knock raids, breaking into people's houses at 5:30. You know, a few months ago, somebody did that right outside of Killeen in Texas, and they were breaking through a window at 5:30 in the morning. And the homeowner shot three of them, hit everybody he shot at, one, killed one. They put the other two people in Austin in a hospital. They're trying to charge him.
Not a surprise. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. These things may be more common than you realize. Searching for active shooter drill does come up with plenty of results on Google. So if this hasn't happened in your local area, maybe you have either not heard about it happening and it has been happening, or maybe you just lucked out and it hasn't happened yet. The toll-free number is 855-453. There was another one looking at HuffingtonPost.com, suburban high school in Chicago, where they fired blanks. I mean, talk about crazy.
Wow.
855-453.
Going to school, shooting.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. We're here live. It's Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. The topic on the table right now is the militarization of the police and specifically how that is spilling into the classroom. There's yet another story of yet another group of students who have been terrorized, not by, well, some actual terrorists, but by the government agents who are supposedly there to protect them, which, of course, is the excuse that the police use to run around school campuses with guns and dressed in black and threatening people, or at least appearing to threaten people, but what really they say it's all for the safety of the kids.
I'd like to point out that this is something that's done by the higher-ups. This is probably Department of Homeland Security that's passing down dictates that things like this should be done.
They're probably doing funding for this stuff.
If not, it's certainly the police administration. You're not talking about the average beat cop is saying, you know what we need to do is go into the public schools and scare the crap out of those kids.
You know, I wonder what people we're going to get to you with your thoughts here. I'm wondering if people out there support this, because it seems pretty obvious to me that this is a horrifying thing for a young person to experience, for anyone to experience, to come in and be held at gunpoint or to at least feel as though someone is holding you at gunpoint. The teenagers in this case were – some of them were pretty scared. They were texting their parents during this, and, of course, that transfers the fear to the parents. And what is this really teaching people?
Let's continue the discussion here in a moment.
Bitcoin is still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head on over to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, on March the 28th and 29th of 2015. This is a ways out, but we're going to be there, and it's going to be great. It's going to be loaded with the best and brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions on Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They've even invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. And if you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th, along with the kickoff event that they're having the evening before on the 27th. Right now, they're even doing a white paper call. So if you've got an idea that might make this community grow, please give them contact them. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We were there last year. It was great, and we're going to be there this year. So get your tickets and details about all the ways that you can be a part of the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. You don't want to miss it. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Rob is listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What department was that that did that training you guys were talking about?
Winter Haven, Florida, their police department.
Okay, I've never heard, don't know how big they are. I'm a police officer. I've done that kind of training. Even the trainers have to go through specialized training just to be able to teach the police officers. If those guys did go into a school and their guns were, I mean, we use training guns. We don't use real
the
guns.
The blue ones?
Well, no.
Like those?
We use sim rounds. It's just,
okay.
It's just a piece of paint at you. But that's just to hit the officer with, to let him know that, hey, this is where you messed up. You didn't check this part. The shooter was there. That's why you got hit with that piece of paint. But you also wear a paintball mask, so you're protected.
Right.
But the students were pre-warned, and even parents were invited to the school to observe it, and they supported it. I can't imagine. And, you know, we check our guns. They even check you. And they're like, they even make you, we had to unload our guns, unload our magazines, and
store
our bullets. So I can't imagine them doing that. I don't know. You could get on their website, I guess, and see how big of a department they are. But I just... That blew my mind when I heard that they went in there with loaded guns.
Winter Haven's a city. There's no doubt about it. But it's not the biggest city in Florida by any stretch.
Now, Rob, so you're saying that you and your department had gone through and taken all these precautions, but still, I don't think that really addresses the concern that I have, is that, you know, this is acclimating young people to being around militarized police. And I think that's a kind of a bad message to send in general.
Well, that may be, but I mean, you've seen what happens on TV, and
whatever I see, what happens, it's usually the cops hanging back doing nothing while they engage in officer safety.
But do you see how you can't win one way or the other?
That's not the kind of training you go through anymore. That's why, you know, the training we go through now is when you get a call of a school shooting, it doesn't matter if you're the first officer on scene. You don't wait for a special response team anymore. All officers are trained. You head to that threat, and your main job is to take that threat out. You don't wait.
Well, that's an interesting thing to say. So I'll take your word for it, Rob. But thank you for the call tonight. Because, you know, certainly Columbine. Now, I realize that was a long time ago. But Columbine, they all, you know, they hung around outside and gave the guys enough time to off themselves before the police came into the building.
Well, I think that they feel a great deal of pressure because of that situation. They got a lot of police generally got a lot of critique over what happened at Columbine. And now when they have new policies in play where they're more proactive, they get critiqued for those too. I'm not saying that, you know, I've got all kinds of problems with law enforcement, but consider for a second how difficult it is in a situation like that. There is no right answer. There's only an answer that you can make at the time,
mm-hmm.
and you can do the best with what you've got. I'm on the fire department, and when, you know, we train for hazardous material spills and stuff like that, you're never going to do it right. These are situations where people can die, you know, masses, amounts of people can die, and you've just got to do your very best with what's going on. You read the manuals, you follow the procedure.
Sure, but we're talking about the difference between terrorizing students with all these active shooter trainings in the schools versus an actual incident of something happening. And so, you know, in the training version of this, you've got the cops running around the school. They've got firearms. They're scaring the kids. And in the real-life version, in a lot of cases, the cops hang back. You know, because they know there's actually somebody in the school with a gun, and they have no obligation to come in and protect you. They have none whatsoever. I understand that the caller there was saying that they're trained to do, you know, to go right in, but that's certainly not what we've seen in the past in a lot of instances with the police. They don't go right in, and if they don't go right in, they're not held liable for not going right in. It's not like they have any sort of, you know, guarantee that they're going to keep you safe.
Well, there's no guarantee that you're not going to get a police officer that's acting like a government bureaucrat as opposed to a police officer that, you know, is going to act heroic in that circumstance. But that's kind of the problem with having, you know, a government-owned police force. And it's just the nature of the situation.
Yeah. I'm not okay with any of these things happening, even if it's just any of these trainings, that is. You know, even if they're not carrying guns around, and apparently now the Winter Haven
police... How are they supposed to train for a school? You think they should build their own school? They should hire
their
own students?
They could go in there at nighttime if they wanted to, Mark. They don't have to go in and do this in front of the students. Let's continue here with Jeff in Washington, listening to KVKW. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to jump in on this. We had a drill here in Aberdeen last weekend at the junior high school. It was on Saturday where the State Patrol, the Aberdeen Police Department, and the Grays Harbor County Sheriff's all went in and did an active shooter training simulation on there. But it was on the weekend when the school was shut down, and no persons that were not directly involved with it were not allowed to be around.
Now, that makes more sense to me because, you know, then the officers can get a feel for the school. Maybe they've never been there before.
I think they've got to know what the school's like, right? They have to go in there. They have to know what it's like in case the situation occurs.
Right, so they can get a feel for sort of the layout and what it's there, you know, what buildings are where and that kind of thing. And that makes more sense to me, Jeff. How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. You know, I agree with you guys about kids not having to be around that kind of stuff, you know. I think personally teachers should go through training and be able to carry at school, teachers or janitors or whoever, or even, you know, ex-soldiers, veterans or somebody walk around.
I think parents should be able to. I mean, I think that anybody who wants to carry a firearm should be able to do that. I mean, I think that banning them from school campus just makes them sort of these gun-free zones. And, you know, the more people that can have that training, the better. But just any old parent that wants to carry should be able to, in my opinion.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, it's a well-known fact that your children's safety is in your hands, not anybody else's.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. That's absolutely true. But what the government wants to do is subvert parents and to be the caretaker of children. We'll come back with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The active shooter drills, as they are called. Another one just happened recently in Tampa Bay, Winter Haven, to be more specific. Where is Winter Haven? Isn't that like the center of the state?
Polk County.
So is it? It's not really Tampa Bay, then, is it?
I don't know. It depends on what you call Tampa Bay.
Well, anyway, it's somewhere.
It's not
there.
Touching the Tampa Bay.
No.
But neither is Sarasota, and people call that Tampa Bay too.
So
Tampa Bay is where you like the Buccaneers.
Okay, well, anyway, Winter Haven police were the ones involved in this, and they had themselves an AR-15 and handguns. And
I imagine they had themselves more than one AR-15.
Burst in the doors of school classrooms and terrified the students. One of the students said that we thought someone was going to come in there and kill us, which is a pretty scary feeling.
It seems like that's the message that's intended to be portrayed by this.
So I want to know how you feel. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And what is it that is being taught by these drills? Is it that the students are acclimating to the idea of always being around a militarized police force? They're being told, hey, kids, this is for your own good. This is for your safety. This is the way things are now. And they don't know another world. They don't know where you and I might have been brought up, where this stuff didn't happen, where the only kind of drills you went through were the tornado drill. You get under your desk for a minute or two.
Kiss your butt goodbye.
Or, the fire drill where you left the building and you got a five-minute break from being, whatever the class curriculum was that day. That was, the extent of what I went through when I was in these government schools, and now you've got men with guns bursting into classrooms. I mean, that's a pretty different situation, and if that's what students are experiencing from elementary school on up, then you've got some pretty serious kind of brainwashing going on here, don't you think?
It's scary stuff.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Aaron on Skype. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, go ahead.
I was thinking about my 8-year-old and how fearless he is. Like, he doesn't know enough to be afraid. And it also seems that everyone I know who supports government has some thing that they're afraid of that they want government to fix. Do you think that the government intentionally teaches kids to be afraid in order to have dependent citizens?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, the state itself seems to really profit off of the concept of fear. I mean, if there is no fear, then you need no protection.
Well, right.
And the state's big thing that it sells is protection.
Look at the war on terror, the war on drugs. These are two very big boogeymen that have been created by the state, these sort of never-ending conflicts, the war on drugs. How do you have a war on an inanimate object? I mean, these things keep being churned out. You can arrest as many drug dealers as you want to, but the drugs are still there, and the drugs get worse over time as the state continues their crackdown, and so there's still that scary specter of your kids could be addicted to drugs, and you need us to save you from them. But now, you know, in the last decade or so, we've moved into this war on terror, which has taken that level of fear and really ramped it up, because now there's the possibility that somebody somewhere could get bombed, and so therefore more state is necessary, more police, militarization, more tanks, Bearcats, you name it, MRAPs, whatever the equipment of the moment happens to be. And of course, the police parading those things around, rolling them up in situations like this. You've got the stories like the college students. Remember the college stories that we've told? Like, there's been a couple of incidents within the last couple of years where somebody on campus has had a sword. The guy on Connecticut College campus, he had a sword as part of a Halloween costume, and the police were called. They brought in the Bearcat. They had cops in fatigues carrying, you know, assault rifles. Just horrifying situation. They had dozens of police respond to that.
Yeah, I think that it can overreact in these circumstances, but remember how often they've been critiqued for underreacting. I knew a Vermont State Police officer told me a story about how he caught a drunk guy with no shirt on dragging a big giant claymore, that's one of those two-handed swords,
mm-hmm.
down the road, said he's going to go kill his friend for something about, I don't know, money, a girl, something.
But don't you think it could also be that people raised in that kind of culture of fear could then grow into become government officials and police officers that then compounds the issue?
Yeah,
and then where does this start? And how do we end it?
Well, the only way you can end it is to withdraw your support. I mean, to get your kids out of the government schools. This is yet another reason why you should not have your children, if you care about them, in my opinion, in government schools. Because who would want to subject their kids to this active shooter drill concept? This sounds just absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, but you make when everybody's made to pay for the government school, it's obvious people are going to choose the quote-unquote free option.
Oh,
the free option
that
costs more than any other option.
Well, you know, having more freedom in life sometimes can be costly. And in this case, I think that if you really care about your kids, then you should shoulder whatever cost and burden is necessary to do that. That's what you're doing, Mark. You're not sending your son to the government schools.
I choose not to do that.
Right.
Well, but I understand how expensive it is, too. I mean, my son just goes to sort of, I don't know, it's a program more than a school, and that's expensive.
Aaron, anything else you want to share tonight?
It also seems that exposing every single child to this kind of shooter drill, maybe they would have never thought of shooting up a school before, but now they have.
Interesting point. Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. David's in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, Mark. How are you tonight?
Listen, good. Ian's here, too.
Go ahead, David.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, it comes to my mind that, you know, I remember some older school teachers when I was in school many, many years ago. And, you know, this could give some teacher a heart attack.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's one other thing.
I'm less scared about what's going to happen to the students than I am what's going to happen with the teachers.
How about the parents who are getting the text messages from their children saying they're being, you know, attacked at school by some, you know, crazy men with guns? How many parents are going to try to rush to the school and get in a traffic accident?
Right,
dad like
shows up with an AR-15. Yeah.
Well, being more than afraid, being scared to death is a fact.
Absolutely true, David. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, I would like to share myself. I'm a victim of Big Pharma and the doctor collusion. They had me on a they had me on a medicine called Avodart, and it's for an enlarged prostate for 9 years. And come to find out, I never had an enlarged prostate. And I heard on a, and that's stuff like it drove me nuts. Plus, it runs a higher risk of getting cancer. And I'm a victim on that. But there's a lot of victims on that. But anytime anybody listening that can hear this radio station should know that there's a big collusion going on between these doctors and Big Pharma, and that if they tell you you have an enlarged prostate, you better get a second or third opinion. And also, I heard on ABC News, a little brief between, you know, the programs. I listen to radio a lot. And the country of Poland has a big lawsuit against a big pharmaceutical company in the U.K. for paying their doctors cash money in their country of Poland to write their prescriptions. Also, Tampa, Florida.
It happens here, too, where they don't, they're not allowed to give them cash money, but they can still give them things like cruises and other perks.
So that's legal, but they're giving them cash money now. They're paying them in SmithKline. Guy Close SmithKline in Tampa is a great big pharmaceutical company. And I heard on NBC News that there was so many people that had lawsuits against them from them paying the doctors money, cash money, that they're going to have to sell the whole ordeal in Tampa, the whole pharmaceutical company, to pay all the lawsuits off.
David, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's hard to trust those doctors, man.
Well, it is hard for me to believe that a large multinational pharmaceutical company could get a lawsuit so big against it that it's going to shut it down.
That sounds optimistic.
Yeah, I just don't believe that. I mean, that's not how the system's designed. The system's designed for rich people, and in this case, corporations. But, I mean, you know, throughout history, all of the apparatuses of the state have always been skewed towards the wealthy because the wealthy are the ones that can buy the people with power.
Zach's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, go ahead.
I just got off work and I started listening on what you're saying about this school event. Now, it seems, from what you guys say, it seems a bit excessive what the officers did, and I would never promote that. I think everything should happen in moderation. Now, I am from Chicago, and I grew up in a high school in Chicago, and there was gang activity. We had a couple cops that were here, and it didn't make things feel safer. I think if we are going to have police officers in schools, though, they should be specifically trained to deal with children or young adults, or be officers that are well-known in the community with the young, and not have officers who may seem threatening because nobody really wants a strong police presence, because that could create bad results as well. But I think definitely it depends on where you're at as well. Now I'm in the
Zach,
city
thanks. Hang on, man. We'll bring you back. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.